let's move on to Rain Watt.
I missed out, but it's okay, cause I've been catching up. I missed out. Things are better than they were. Things are better.
I missed out.
But it's okay, although you're losing track.
I missed out.
I wonder what you picture when you think of me. Cause it's so inconvenient. You pretend that nothing's changed. You just color me out like I'm not a girl, just weird and strange. You haven't made the difference. In these 2 years, you think that I'm the same. Yeah, like I'm the same.
I missed out.
But it's okay, cause I've been cheering up.
I missed out.
So, according to Rain, the sample in the song comes from her non-binary EP on Bandcamp, specifically the song Old Kid. Which, you know, I went back and listened to Old Kid, and that line, I missed out, is the first line of that song. And while there are some nice callbacks to that song, you know, there's that line, you've got to know you've got a new kid in the song, so it's like old kid, new kid. To me, it sounds like she just re-recorded that phrase and added some harmony to it because, you know, it doesn't sound pitch-shifted or manipulated. You know, it just sounds tailor-made for this song. And, you know, I'm not too bent out of shape about this because I feel like she met the spirit of the challenge in recontextualizing a vocal, but I'm a little bit disappointed in how she got there. But having said that, I think this song is great. I love her melodies, her fuzzy lo-fi guitars, and that I Missed Out backing vocal is hooky and really nice. I also really like that bloopy synth melody during the chorus. It's easy to get with music that clearly comes from a place of passion. With lines like, because it's so inconvenient, you pretend that nothing's changed. You just colored me out like I'm not a girl, just weird and strange. It's just some great lines in there, and she makes music that moves me pretty much every time.
Yeah, me too. I love this song, and this song got me to go check out the song where it came from, the Old Kid, and that's a wonderful song too, which is great. I think I got to disagree with your kind of worries about the sample, though. I mean, you said that, it sounded like it was tailor-made for the song, but the whole thing is that these songs are, you know, ostensibly tailor-made for, you know, to fit these samples in. You know, that's kind of the main thing of the challenge. And if it sounds like it fits too well, that's because it's the same person.
Right, right.
You know, the same voice. So it's like, I totally get it. Not only that, I mean, you know as well as I do, the listeners don't, or at least most of them don't, but the original idea for this challenge was to compel people to use their own sample stuff, because at least that would be a way around around any sort of legal issues. Not that anybody's really worried about that for this, but then also it would be a way to kind of level the playing field more or less, because people have a minimum of 3 songs that they could go with if it was just the Nerine stuff, and then whatever kind of back catalog they have. And I'm sure that they assumedly have their own, their own original tracks. So they'd be able to plunder any of their previous stuff for, you know, musical stuff. Anyhow, this is a lot of background on stuff that didn't come to pass. Instead, we generalized it to whatever you want to take. But yeah, it's almost like Rain had some, you know, sixth sense that told her, okay, well, this was the spirit of the challenge. And I thought it was totally the spirit of the challenge.
And it's a great hook, too.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. It's wonderful. It's a pretty long song. And at first I wasn't sure about that interlude, but the more I heard it, the more I really, really appreciated it. You know, I think a lot of songwriters would have just ended the song instead of going into that part where it all cuts out and starts going slower. But what Rain did was kind of more ambitious and brave, and it really added to the overall development of the song. And I thought it was a great choice. And the more I listened to it, the more I liked it.
That second half is where all of the Old Kid callbacks are from, I think.
Yeah, just great. It would have been a fine song if she'd cut it off there, but it's an excellent song that she kept that second part in.